And evangelism controversies brewing over the Olympics in China. Bomb blast put a church planter under suspicion. And the light bulb goes on for three tribes in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Controversies brewing in Christian circles about evangelism at the Summer Olympics in China. Franklin Graham, son of evangelist Billy Graham, told reporters there that he's against overt evangelism because it's against Chinese law. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller says,
Franklin Graham's comments, I think, were designed for a political audience to give him probably more access. And I'm not to criticize a brother, but I would say the gospel has always been preached in places where governments did not want it to be preached.
God's word says to be ready to share the gospel in any season, says Mueller, even under known government or religious persecution. Open Doors actually has a plan for the Olympics.
We're actually encouraging travelers to the Olympic Games to call Open Doors, to visit Open Doors, and to get from us some materials that are specifically designed for evangelism during the Olympic Games. We feel that evangelism during the Olympic Games is going to be a tremendous opportunity.
Next, a little-known militant Muslim group is claiming responsibility for a series of terror blasts in Jaipur, Rajasthan last week. They appear to have used bicycles in the bombings. Dave Stravers heads up Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says one of their project coordinators was questioned.
Pastor Samuel had gone to purchase bicycles from a bicycle shop, and because he was purchasing 10 bicycles all at once, somebody got suspicious and called the police, and the police arrested him. And he found himself under rather intense interrogation regarding what he was doing with the bicycles, and the fact that he's a religious worker made him even more suspicious.
Stravers says he's now under scrutiny, which could complicate church planning and evangelism. Despite the anti-conversion laws, their team remains evangelistically active.
The authorities have felt a need to try to put a damper on this because they see what's happening with so many people becoming Christians for the first time, and they're sensing the open spiritual atmosphere.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Another ministry felt the impact of the recent terror attacks in Rajasthan. Gospel for Asia's Bible College and Bridge of Hope Center are near the site of the bomb blasts. While the immediate surroundings bore the marks, no GFA staff or students were hurt. Even while tensions are high between the Hindus and Muslims in the city, pray that the gospel will not be hindered. GFA leaders request prayer for the victims and their families. They also ask for prayer that the terrorists will receive the love of Christ. Meanwhile, New Tribes Mission reports a breakthrough in Papua New Guinea. Many people in three new language groups now clearly understand the gospel. The national language isn't easily understood by everyone, which means many gospel presentations have been mixed with personal interpretations. Until now, says Nita Zelenak.
This has been the culmination of probably 5 to 6 years of missionaries working and living amongst the group, learning their language and their culture so that they could present the gospel to them in their own mother tongue.
Next week, classes will begin for both believers and those who still want more understanding.
We have a number of them that firmly understand that, and yet they're like new babies in the sense of, okay, where do we go from here? So the missionaries are at this time spending time one-on-one with the different people in the village, making sure they clearly understand the gospel, and those who don't, they're there to clarify and give more answers.
Pray for wisdom in this encouraging yet challenging transition time. And Rick Warren and hundreds of New York City pastors are gearing up for a citywide 40 Days of Purpose campaign. They hope the New York churches will grow in faith and numbers like the Chattanooga churches that staged a similar campaign. One out of every 10 U.S. churches have already completed the campaign, which teaches a biblically-based church health model. Pray for strength and unity for thousands of churches in what may be the world's most strategic city. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride DVD from Open Doors by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.